Show with Anna DeBlasio right here. Anna's off this week. Tim Carey, our old friend, has come into the studio with us. He's the president and general manager of Hawthorne Racecourse. And there's a reason that we are having Mr. Carey in. A big announcement actually was made yesterday about a partnership that you guys have now with a firm to do sports betting over at Hawthorne. You're also going to do this casino, right?
Can
we call it a casino?
Yes, sure, we can.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, I just want to say I'm really happy that Mike Monaco's not on air right now. Last time we were here, you said, Tim, you never want to be sitting next to Mike Monaco. So
right.
The fact that he's not here, I'm a good standing, I guess.
Yes, you are. You are. Although we do have some federal agents outside that want to see you right afterwards. Anyway, so here's the deal. You just cut a deal
yes.
to do the sports betting piece. See, this is for guys like me and Kevin. I don't want to sound like too much of a degenerate, but I will say this. This is like a dream come true for me to be able to go and on a football Sunday or whatever, and not have to worry that I'm doing something that I shouldn't be doing when the government says I shouldn't be doing it, and to go put a few bucks because I would do it anyway,
right,
on a football game or during the playoffs and something else. It's just fun to be a part of that,
and that we're excited because one, we really got the bill that we wanted. I mean, we've waited, as you and I have had this discussion for 15 years now in terms of horse racing.
Right.
So this is a bill designed to help horse racing, and it will do that. But the fact that we have a full blown casino with table games, the fact that we can offer sports betting, really will help us in terms of the racing industry. So that's
without question.
There's
20,000 jobs in Illinois directly related to the horse industry. People don't get, when I say that to people, they're like, what? They're
right.
Like, what?
Right.
20,000
all the farms and the vets
jobs.
And everybody. Yes.
Yeah.
So we've been going after this for that period of time, and we're just extremely excited. So the fact that we do have sports betting for you and Kevin and everybody else in this room, it really does help us because it brings you into our facility,
traffic.
Number one. Traffic. And like in New Jersey, they're looking at it where, horse racing has increased 38-42%,
right,
because of sports betting. People coming in and seeing the horses, and that was the whole idea behind this legislation.
Right.
So one, we got that.
Because when they get, stop you for a second here, because when people stop, people have never been to, or maybe gone to a party or something at your place or at Arlington or somewhere else, and they've seen the horse racing, they don't really fully understand it. If they have an opportunity to get in, the more you see it, the more there's more of the excitement
for
there
sure.
is around it, and you get a sense of also how dynamic it is and the athleticism
how
of the horses and the jocks.
Beautiful these animals are, yes.
Yeah.
And the jockeys, they're phenomenal athletes and stuff. So from that perspective, we get to rebuild our industry, which is what we've wanted to do. So we're very fortunate with the legislation that's passed. I mean, Bobby Rita in terms of sponsoring in the House, Terry Link in the Senate. Can't forget those guys. Bob Malaro, our great lobbyist.
What is this, the Oscars? Cut it out. All right. So where is when is this happening?
So we think it's all contingent upon the gaming board. So as you can imagine, there's never been sports betting in Illinois, of course, legally. So the gaming board is taking a look at this right now. We're anticipating, sometime in August, like the August 1st, 2nd, is when they're going to come out with probably rules, is what we're hoping for. And so depending upon what those rules say, we'll determine when it's going to go.
Well, weren't the rules already in the legislation or no?
No. These are rules on how we're going to operate and what we're going to do. These are probably going to cut and paste, I would imagine, from New Jersey.
Okay.
That type of a thing.
What kind of rule? What are we talking? See, when Kevin and I hear rules, we get a little
concerned.
I don't
like rules. No,
I don't
like
rules. Rules.
I hate rules.
Yeah.
Not I like rules either.
Yeah.
So football season will be.
Yeah, we're
place
hoping
a firm wager legally.
We were hoping, truly, we were hoping September, but for the start of the season, but that's just not going to take place. So we're thinking that it's November, optimistically,
okay,
and probably conservatively December, but certainly. Worst case, I would imagine the Super Bowl.
Okay, so you guys partner with PointsBet, a 20-year agreement between PointsBet and Hawthorne. I'm curious to see the sports books that gamblers know are the Vegas sports books, right? Where you post up and there's 1,000 TVs in front of you. What can we expect at places like Hawthorne or other venues that are going to be, are there going to be Vegas type sports books?
Without a doubt. Yeah, we have a 10,000 square foot facility that we're going to do. It's going to be, you know, 100 screen TVs and you know, we're going to do a temporary location first of all at our Tito's bar that currently exists. We'll I didn't mean to do that, Ro. Right. I didn't
Go
mean.
Ahead.
Thank you, yeah. And so then we're going to do that on a temporary basis, and then as we're building the permanent sports book. So
when's this permanent sports book get up, do you think?
I think the permanent sports book probably February, March.
Oh,
I know.
March Madness.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. And I think it's it literally
too bad
takes,
there isn't spring football anymore.
Right. I think it takes 15 minutes to get there from here. So we're just right
12 and a half.
12 and a, there.
12 and a half. I've done it a few times. You know, I'm no stranger to the Gold Cup, if you know what I mean. So what do you do? So all those kinds of horse spaces that you have there,
right.
You know, like Gold Cup room, things like that. Yeah. Are you going to keep that? Are you going to upgrade those? What are you going to do?
We're going to upgrade the whole facility. So
not going to say that you needed it, but
no,
you
no,
needed
we do
it.
Need it. No, yeah. No, Ro, you're absolutely correct, and we get it, and that's again why we've been staying in this game, because all the jobs, as well as we think that there's a true business there in terms of the horse racing end of it,
yeah,
and stuff. So
for sure.
We feel very, very fortunate with the bill, and yes, the Gold Cup race itself, the Illinois Derby that we used to have in the spring, we put those on hold simply because we didn't have the purse structure. We focused in at Hawthorne. We focused in on the overnight purses.
We should explain what that means, because what has happened in Illinois with the lack of gambling, racinos, as they call them, right, everywhere else. You started seeing this in other states. You started seeing it in Florida and then New Jersey and other places,
right,
where you could...
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you could put a casino along with the racetrack, and that allowed places to start to increase the purses for the horses. So the better horses... We used to have the finest, there's sort of a route that these horses take,
yes,
during their professional year, and it starts in Florida in the winter, and then it heads up to Kentucky, and it heads up to Illinois after,
right,
that. Well, people started bypassing Illinois. They went all the way up to Canada. They go right,
yep,
through to Woodbine, to Toronto,
yeah,
or they would go to Ohio. They go other places where the purses were bigger. Indiana.
Oh.
Indiana.
Indiana, Ohio.
Yeah. Started being places where horsemen... you know, people who own horses and trainers and people who are in this business, you're going to want to run in a race that is going to have a purse of $50,000 as opposed to $15,000.
Right, right.
So do you guys anticipate, Ro, you're the horse guy here.
I say that in front of Tim Carey. I like that. Tim, do you hear what he said?
Between us.
There you go.
I mean, horses that may have left the state, you anticipate them coming back because of the increased traffic and all those sorts of things that you've mentioned.
So Sunday, June 2nd, is when the Senate passed the bill. And on Tuesday, I got a call from the Illinois Department of Ag saying his phone had been ringing off the hook because people want to come back to Illinois.
Great.
So we anticipate.
We should explain something, too.
Sure.
Because there's another piece of this that's really important, that in southern Illinois, the... it's really fertile horse country.
Yes.
And as fertile as Kentucky, as a matter of fact, because the whole idea here with horses, and I don't understand, it's just been explained to me, is that why are the Kentucky horses, when people from all over the world breed the best horses, they breed them in Kentucky, southern Indiana, southern Illinois, and right, southern Ohio, for a reason, because of the limestone component in beneath the soil. And there has something to do with the grazing, the limestone, the purification limestone does for the water and what it does as nutrients, and the limestone component in Illinois is actually even greater,
yeah,
than it is in Kentucky. And so people know that, and we in the state of Illinois were always offering for Illinois-bred horses. There were special incentives,
right,
to race in Illinois.
Yes.
And that's another thing that's sort of, you know, it was at least severely diminished. So
well, even with those incentives, the purses were so much higher in Indiana, Ohio,
right,
and whatnot, that they left.
Yes.
So the incentives meant nothing to them. So it really, so this guy told me, he said literally there were 140 foals dropped in Illinois in January.
That's born. Let's say born.
Born. Okay,
yeah.
Born in Illinois. Whereas in 2007, yeah, there were 2,650.
Wow.
2,650,
right,
compared to 140.
We used to breed here.
There you go.
And we used to breed here, and then we stopped doing it.
Yeah,
because the incentives just they didn't make any sense
right.
anymore. And now it will be back.
Yes.
It is about money. I mean, these are team owners
yes.
essentially
yeah.
that you're
yeah.
dealing with, right?
Right.
And they're looking for the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
And these are horses are very expensive. They're very fragile. In
cost
a lot of ways.
A lot to feed, train.
Yes, and they and you want to make sure that they're healthy.
Right.
Right,
absolutely.
And that's the most important thing. And so this gives you, this gives Chicago, this gives the state of Illinois an incredible opportunity here. I mean, it's not gonna, you know, it isn't like the it won't be the leading industry in Illinois as it is in Kentucky, right?
Right. Right.
But it is going to be, but it's a very important one for downstate, and it's a very good one up here for especially your facility, because now think about this for just 1 second, Hawthorne. Right? Then just think about where Hawthorne is there. In the beautiful town of Stickney.
Yes.
Don't quote me on that.
It is.
But you're right off the you're right off of 55, right?
Yes.
As I said, I have gotten there from here in 12 and a half minutes from
right.
downtown Chicago.
Right.
With the entire, you know, southwestern suburbs, southern suburbs, everything. It's just so easy to get to. Imagine now the development that there can be in and around your facility.
I mean, it's going to be a huge. We're talking about a, you know, four-story garage. We're gutting the building. We're going to have fine dining in there. It's going to, you know, food court. It's, you know, a 1,200 position, so we can have table games, craps tables. We're going to have a poker room. We're talking about a hotel. I mean, we're going to phase this in. But we couldn't be happier. We just truly, in terms of, we've been fighting for this for 15 years.
Yes, you have.
We could not be happier for everyone involved in horse racing and what we believe we can do in terms of a gaming facility. It's going to be a great entertainment facility. And you're right. The location's just outstanding.
Yeah. It's perfectly located.
Yeah, it really
is. For the south and the west and downtown.
Yeah, we're going to pull a lot from Indiana.
Oh, God.
People that went to...
You know Indiana? What? Screw Indiana. Let's go. We're coming back. We're gonna
Amen to that.
Klein Avenue. You can't even... Klein Avenue has been under construction for like the last 100 years. Right. And there was a part of Klein Avenue when you get on it, and if you got on the wrong way, you went right off the top of a bridge, Blues Brothers style. It was not so pretty.
Right.
All right. Well, congratulations on
Thank
that. So
you,
again,
Rob.
We're going to be.
You've
talking.
Always been with us, so I appreciate.
I
that.
Have.
Very,
and
very
Hawthorne.
Much.
I've always been with Hawthorne.
Yes, you have.
The thing that is important to note here is that through the online is not going to start here, right?
Oh, no, you have to actually sign up at a brick and mortar. So you can go to any brick and mortar location, Hawthorne being one of them, and then you can go and play online.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then but again, not until kind of deeper into the fall, we anticipate.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what do we got to do over by the board? What do I got to do? Am I going to make a phone call over by the board? Hey, how you guys doing? What's going on?
I can't wait to work with them. I hear nothing but great things about them. So I'm
this is a newly constructed board?
It is. So Governor Pritzker has not appointed a new chairman yet. Don Tracy had left, resigned, and I believe they're short one board member in addition to that.
Hey, I can do this. This is no problem. Like, hey, how you doing?
You'd be a great chairman.
I've got some spare time.
I would love to be. I mean, the racing board I've always sort of coveted because I think it's such an important part of the economy of the state. Can be an important
part
of the state.
It's a great agribusiness.
And you also want to be very careful. You want to make sure that, because the majority of people are good guys in this business, but every once in a while you get bad owners and stuff like that, and right. you want to make sure that there are, you know, they are disincentivized
right.
to be bad owners.
Right.
And
correct.
You definitely don't want.
Right.
So.
Right.
All right. Tim Carey, thank you so much. Congratulations
to
Hawthorne.
Anytime.
I mean, there's a pep in your step now that I haven't
oh,
seen
yeah.
in 15
oh, yeah.
years.
Oh, yeah.
There was a storm cloud over your head for 14 and a half years, and now look
it's
at
finally
you.
Finally
He's on
relieved.
Top of the world.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right. Thank you,
Tim.
Appreciate it. Let's check in now with